18th century English painter Thomas Gainsborough was also an amateur musician. In his latter years, he wrote, "I'm sick of portraits and wish very much to take up my viola da gamba and walk off to some sweet village where I can paint landscapes and enjoy the fag end of life in quietness and ease." Gainsborough counted a number of prominent musicians amongst his friends, including J.C. Bach and Carl Friedrich Abel. His daughter reported that her father enjoyed the company of musicians with whom he often exceeded the bounds of intemperance, sometimes being unable to work for as much as a week afterwards. His large collection of instruments included violin, cello, viola da gamba, harp, oboe and harpsichord, which apparently he hated. His friend, the musician William Jackson, wrote, "There were times when music seemed to be Gainsborough's employment and painting his diversion." Jackson is not flattering about Gainsborough's abilities and described how he moved from one instrument to another, hoping to produce the beautiful sounds that he often heard from professionals. He was quite frustrated when he bought one of Abel's viola da gambas, but when he played it, he could not produce Abel's sound. Other accounts are more complimentary, praising the artist for always playing with great feeling. Gainsborough and Abel were very good friends, sharing their love of the viola da gamba and their love of life. Abel owned some of Gainsborough's paintings and sketches, probably given to him in exchange for lessons. Gainsborough's portrait of the composer hangs in the London Portrait Gallery and shows Abel playing his viola da gamba. As always in Gainsborough paintings, the instrument is meticulously painted, and in this case the underhand grip of the bow has been shown with great care. Abel wrote very expressive adagios, as you will hear in this Viola da Gamba Sonata in G minor. Paolo Pandolfo is accompanied by Thomas Boyson on the lute. Thank you. That was Abel's Viola da Gamba Sonata in G minor, A2 56A, and that was Paolo Pandolfo playing Viola da Gamba, accompanied by Thomas Boysen on the lute. You can hear this bonbon again if you go onto the FMR website and click on Anna's Baroque Bonbons.
FMR 101.3.